Golden Gate Bridge in downtown San Francisco. I don't know. I'm looking across Treasure Island toward the city.
That resident was looking toward San Francisco, as he said. Most of the dead were apparently killed in the collapse of an Oakland highway. And Anita Yoder of Emergency Services says this is not to minimize what has happened, but she also says the area itself is not destroyed.
This is not the earthquake that leveled all of the Bay Area. We do have serious damage, and we are exploring it. We're checking it out. We're assessing it at the moment, but most of the Bay Area is still intact.
I'm Ross Klavan on the Unistar Radio Network.
Would you know a workaholic if you saw one? Will airfare restrictions leave you grounded? Can the state where you live affect the state of your health? Is it too late to make money in the unified Europe of 1992? You'd know the answers to all those questions if you'd been reading The Wall Street Journal, America's leading daily business publication. Every business day, the journal tells you what's news and who's news in big business, small business, in real estate, marketing, technology, and the law. The Wall Street Journal gives you all the business news you need in three easy-to-read sections organized to save you time. Subscribe now to The Wall Street Journal and take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 weeks, just $29.75. Only $29.75 for 12 weeks of the journal. Call toll-free in the continental U.S. 800-525-1600. Today's Wall Street Journal. Faster, tougher, smarter. Call 800-525-1600 now.
A look now at how AIDS will afflict America in the future, and it's serious enough to recommend that all Americans be offered a voluntary test for the disease.
A new study predicts the number of Americans infected with the AIDS virus could reach 6 million or more within the next 13 years. And the report says blacks will be among those hardest hit by the disease.
Blacks are more than 15 times as likely to become infected with HIV during the 90s as whites are.
Bill Johnston of the Hudson Institute, a conservative think tank that did the study. He says the reason blacks are vulnerable is that they're more likely to inject drugs and less likely to be involved in a long-term marriage relationship or to use condoms than whites. I'm Craig Windham in Washington.
The flag-burning amendment seems to have lost two of its major supporters. They have both changed their minds. One senator said that his sponsorship of the measure was a mistake of the heart, and then he added, however, it was a mistake nonetheless. Via satellite, this is the Unistar Radio Network.
I'm R.J. Perelman, along with Ron Barr, as we continue our expanded coverage of this massive earthquake to strike the Bay Area at 5:04 this afternoon. You're listening to 560 KSFO in San Francisco. A couple of items that I want to mention. We need to reiterate the fact that Mayor Agnos is still calling for off-duty firefighters, policemen, to report for work immediately in the city of San Francisco. They need off-duty police volunteers to get in there and help direct traffic in the Presidio area. We've been telling you tonight that the 19th Street MacArthur Tunnel on the way to the Golden Gate Bridge has sustained some damage. If you can imagine the amount of people who ordinarily use the Golden Gate Bridge during an afternoon commute, it was shut down when this thing hit at 5:04. That one approach has sustained some damage, and so traffic is still gridlocked trying to get to the Golden Gate Bridge to get into Marin County. With the huge fire in the Marina District, those routes to the Golden Gate Bridge were also jeopardized. And again, the Marina District seems to have sustained an incredible amount of damage with fire and the gas leak. Therefore, the traffic there is also a mess. Again, Mayor Agnos asking for all off-duty firefighters and policemen to come in. They need volunteers to help direct traffic in the Presidio area. Now, Mayor Agnos said the city has survived. And that the emergency services people are well in control. There is nothing to worry about. There has been some looting reported, and the law enforcement and executive branches of the city government are saying and making it very, very clear that this simply will not be tolerated. Prosecution to the full extent of the law is awaiting anyone who is caught looting. Couple other very important things for us to mention. Number one is don't come to the city tomorrow unless you absolutely have to. People are being urged to simply take the day off. Stay away from San Francisco, number one, because the Bay Bridge is down. It is closed for at least a few days, and more realistically, I think, for a lot longer than that because of concrete failure in the steel structure section of the Bay Bridge. We are also being told now that the Nimitz Freeway, a huge section of the Nimitz Freeway in Oakland, has collapsed. Early reports saying about 45 dead. That number could be increasing significantly. We have already heard initial reports in the hundreds. We are trying to confirm that now.
RJ, it's interesting about the sporadic damage. There doesn't seem to be a particular pattern, even though we heard that the earthquake was centered in the Hollister area and that it was thought that the Santa Cruz Mountain area was the hardest hit. We're not quite sure because Highway 17 has slides. We have with us now on the telephone a friend of mine who lives down in the Bonnie Dunes section of the Santa Cruz Mountain, Georgia Randall. Georgia, glad you could join us tonight here on 560 KSFO. Can you tell us what happened at 504 from your perspective? Was it a sharp quake? Was it a rolling quake? What was it like for you?
It was very much a rolling quake. In fact, I was in a car up here just coming home, and I had to stop the car. I thought something was wrong with the car, and it started rocking back and forth. And there was a lady standing by her mailbox who could hardly stand up. She was hanging onto her mailbox.
You're kidding. She could hardly stand up because the ground was rolling so
badly?
The ground
was rolling. She was hanging onto her mailbox.
Now, you are no stranger, obviously, to earthquakes down in that part of the Bay Area. As this goes, I suppose it was probably the worst that you had felt.
Oh, this is much, much worse.
Have you had a chance to get out in your neighborhood and assess? I know you're out in kind of a rural area, but do you have any feeling for what damage might have been done in the mountain area?
In the mountain area itself, where I was, they don't know if a house fell down or if a tree fell down. Everybody was sort of running around, going crazy, trying to get out of their house. But up in this area, we don't know of anything in particular that has happened up here. I know downtown Santa Cruz has some real problems.
They do have some problems, then. You can tell us that they have problems in downtown Santa Cruz.
Oh, yes. Our next-door neighbor works down there. Pacific Avenue, which is the main street in Santa Cruz, has had three buildings fall in, and wires are up and down. There's 12 people, as far as we know, have died down in Pacific Avenue.
So we have an unconfirmed report of as many as 12 fatalities down in the Santa Cruz area.
That's
is that
correct.
What you're saying? Yeah. Anything else that you can add to our coverage? Any thoughts at all? It's amazing when you tell me that somebody had to hang on to their mailbox to not fall down.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question because we speculated about this a little bit earlier. You have horses down there on your piece of property, and many times when there is an earthquake, they say that it's the animals that sense it first. Did you have any particular feeling today that maybe the animals were a little more spooked than normal?
Well, the first quake, I had two outside who were running around crazy, and I had a couple inside. I brought one from the inside out, and when I went to put her back in, she was not going back in.
So she had a sense that maybe something was forthcoming.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia, thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that the family is safe down there, and we appreciate you joining us tonight. Take care.
Thank you.
Georgia Randall, who is a resident at Bonnie Dune, which is up in the Santa Cruz Mountain. And RJ, I think that's the first confirmation and significant report that we've had from Santa Cruz that as many as 12 people may be dead down there. Three collapsed buildings, and they have a lot of wiring down there.
I think the sad side to this is that the number is going to keep going up, up and up and up. We had people... lots of people killed in the collapse of the Nimitz, a huge section of that collapse of the Bay Bridge, and collapse of buildings and brick walls around the city. And now to get these numbers out of the South Bay, out of the Santa Cruz area, 12 more to add to that number that is just going to go up and up.
And really, when you listen to what the mayor had to say, I know why he was saying it. He was saying it about being calm, but I got the strange feeling as I was driving and had firsthand knowledge and view of the damage around the city. And for what I could see, I had the strange feeling that this was not something that was just we have come through it because the buildings are not in rubble all about us, but we've got some major, major problems on our hands.
Yeah. At 5:04, when I was on the air doing my newscast, I'm just about to throw it to you out at Candlestick, as we were all just ready for Game 3 of the World Series, what happened to me is just... absolutely incredible and kind of an interesting side to what's going on here. Immediately, our building, our studio, was after the rocking and rolling stop. We were plunged into darkness, and we have been trying to get out of it ever since. We did get power back just long enough to move our operations from from a jerry-rigged a microphone in an engineering booth. Our engineers have just absolutely been incredible.
Buses northbound, and as Dave Henderson reported live here, the North Bay apparently not particularly affected by what has happened.
Well, again, let us reiterate the magnitude of this quake, and I don't mean on the Richter scale. I mean in terms of the areas that felt this thing hit at 5:04 our time. We have reports as far away as Encino, down near San Diego, that they felt this earthquake. Of course, it was epicentered in the South Bay, either near Santa Cruz or near Hollister, and clearly there is some damage there, but just an earthquake felt from San Diego to north of the wine country, I mean, that is just massive. I am not an aficionado of the 06 quake enough. Every April I try to relearn all the facts about it, and then I try to forget them. Just the other night, though, I paid special attention to Channel 9. They had the earthquake preparedness video on, and it jumped out at me and said, RJ, pay attention. And did I put up my earthquake preparedness kit? No.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I'm sure there'll be some enterprising person that will come out with a T-shirt that says, I survived the 1989 earthquake in San Francisco. And it's interesting, as we get further and further away, there are a lot of us who are never even around. We only hear the stories. And every year, the news, the television news people and the radio news people, on the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake, they always do stories about what it was like for those people, the 75th year and what have you. And we always kind of laugh at it. And when there is an earthquake here in the city, we always say, hey, did you feel that today? You know, gee, that was really, really something. And the people around the country, we always tell them, well, we're going to have the big one. But boy, when it hits like this, and this was not the big one in the sense of what they say it could be. They've predicted earthquakes, an ultimate earthquake in excess of 8. But this one at 7, I think, jangled an awful lot of people's nerves, and it just shows that the damage. And this is damage that's going to be ongoing, RJ, because the damage to the Nimitz Freeway, the damage to the Bay Bridge is not going to be to rebuilt or being taken care of in a week or in a month or maybe not even in 6 months. I mean, we're looking at extensive damage and inconvenience to people for an extended period of time. The Nimitz is a major trucking thoroughfare for goods that go from north to south down to San Jose. And I'll tell you, we've got some major, major problems.
That's right. The Bay Bridge is going to be closed to all traffic. The earliest report I had heard is 3 days while they just kind of assess the damage. I don't think they're going to begin to approach what has to be done in order to make this vital artery workable again, to get goods and people from east to
now, as I understand it, the area, what, around the toll plaza, just on the flatlands, is that where the area where the road split apart and there was some bay water covering at least two lanes?
That's the, as I understand the report, that is what happened. And then further to the east or closer to Oakland in the Cypress structure, of course, is where 880 collapsed for, well, it's hard to think of it in a 10-block area, but we're talking between the 18th and 28th. That extends for over half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bay Bridge itself then is right where it starts to take a turn in the cantilever section, and that's where we had the concrete failure.
I believe now we have Jenny Pryor joining us from the East Bay, where she is, of course, stranded and at home and has been taking in all the reports on the East Bay. Jenny, good evening, and would you bring us up to date, please, on what's happening in the East Bay?
Yeah, hi, Ron. I don't know how long the phone will last here, and I suppose I'm cutting in and out, and we do have intermittent phone service in Oakland. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, fine. First of all, I don't know if you know this, but the CHP is saying don't go to work tomorrow if you live in if you work in San Francisco and live in the East Bay. Of course, with the Bay Bridge closed now until at least Thursday, according to Caltrans, they expect major gridlock tomorrow. So if you can call in, tell your boss, and I imagine you may not even have to call in to work tomorrow, just don't go in, according to California Highway Patrol. Out here, it's not as bad as San Francisco. We have some reports of some smaller fires in Oakland, but nothing like the magnitude of the Marina district tonight. Scattered power outages in the Oakland area. Lawrence Livermore Lab did check in. They report no problems. The jails are okay in Alameda County. A lot of the Oakland off-duty police officers have been called in, and what they're doing is many of them are patrolling the neighborhoods. We've had reports of looting, some of that looting in the area of 8th and Market, and that is also around the Acorn Housing Project. They're out there checking all that out right now. We have major damage to Emporium Capwell, I'm told by police tonight. And I don't know, and they don't know, how many people, if any, are injured in that neighborhood. But if you're familiar with that building downtown, it's a very old structure. So major damage to Emporium Capwell and damage to several other buildings in downtown Oakland. A lot of this work that's being done now on the buildings is going to have to wait until tomorrow morning. Of course, it's dark now, and some people are being sent home. Structural engineers and such, and they're being told to get a good night's sleep, come back tomorrow. Got a lot of work that has to be done tomorrow in this area. But again, it's not as bad as it is in San Francisco. I live up here in the Oakland Hills, and looking down on the city of San Francisco, it's a very eerie sight because you don't see lights on the Bay Bridge like you would normally see at this time of night. And in fact, way up here, it's rather calm, but we do have intermittent telephone service. It's been off most of the night, and power flickering on and off here.
Ginny, do you have any view at all of the Nimitz? And do you see, if you do have that view, do you see emergency vehicles and a lot of flashing lights down that way?
Yeah, I do not have a view of it, but I'm told that you know, there are a lot of helicopters hovering overhead there in that collapsed section, and of course reports of do you have at least 40 people dead there?
Yes, we have raised that now to as high as 50 people now.
Okay. That's really all I can tell you from here tonight. I've been on the phone with the police, and they're very, very busy. It's just a situation where tomorrow morning when the sun comes up, they'll be able to assess the damage. And, again, I think the most important thing for people to realize is that because the Bay Bridge is closed, you have to take those alternates into the city. And they just don't want what they predict will be major, but the worst gridlock ever tomorrow morning if people try to get into work into San Francisco.
Well, Jenny, knowing that you are pregnant, I guess you might have thought that the earthquake was the little one kicking.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to name our baby Quake.
Where were you, and how bad was it over in the East Bay when it did strike at 5:04?
I was in the house. And it is definitely the worst quake I've ever felt, and I've been through lots and lots of them out here. The house shook, and we're up on the top of the Oakland Hills. In fact, you can't go any higher before you go down into Contra Costa County. The house shook for about 15 seconds, and I didn't feel any real danger at that time. So it wasn't, you know, nothing broke up here. I think we're in an area up here where it was pretty stabilized. And it wasn't until after the quake was over and I turned on the news reports that I realized how bad it really was. So people up here in the Oakland Hills, Berkeley Hills, I think we're very lucky.
Jenny, thank you very much for joining us. And please keep in touch with us as your phone service will allow.
I sure will.
And let us know. You might, if you have an opportunity, check out a report that we have of a major fire in Concord over in the East Bay, and also some of the East Bay communities, whether they have any substantial damage or not.
Okay.
Thank you. Ginny Pryor reporting live from the East Bay, where she reports things are pretty much under control, a little bit of a looting problem, and the Oakland police are patrolling the neighborhoods. Also, the Emporium Capwell store has suffered damage. There are some small fires, and she does report that there have been helicopters around.
Okay, we're going to go to the Unistar network now for an update on this earthquake from the United Stations, or from the Unistar network. We should have a newscast coming up here momentarily. In the meantime, I'm R.J. Perelman along with Ron Barr, and we are going to continue to update you on this massive earthquake that has hit the Bay Area. It hit at 5:04 this afternoon, 7 on the Richter scale. We're just waiting for a feed from the network. We will have them available at the bottom and top of the hour to get some outside perspective. Of course, this newsroom is doing all it can to gather information, but we're still working with emergency lighting.
There is the tone, and that is indicative of the fact that there will be a newscast forthcoming shortly. I believe that is a 10-second tone. So we are...